Our first stop today is on the main road in Ridgeway, at the home of Mrs. Lucy Biggin, and with her is Miss Alice Taylor. And together I hope they'll sketch in some of the fascinating historical background that the village has to tell. Now, I understand that this isn't the first time, Lucy, that you actually got together with Alice to work out some history of the place.
No, we have already prepared a little talk and given it to the Ridgeway Mothers Union.
Mm-hmm. Was it a bit difficult, sort of doing a double job on it? Wouldn't it be?
No, because Miss Taylor has such a marvellous memory, and she can remember things which, of course, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember little things which probably she might have overlooked. So between us, we managed to do it quite nicely.
Well, let's bring Miss Alice Taylor in now. Alice, how did you get the information? Is it strictly all from your memory or what?
Well, it's all from my memory because I've lived here all my life. 81 years.
81 years. So 81 years of memories of the place.
And also the memories of my parents who lived here.
Let's turn back to you then, Lucy, and give me an idea of some of the things that you mentioned in your talk then. I mean, how did you go about your talk?
Well, we talked about the various aspects of church life and the things which we remembered which took place when we were young, which have changed, of course. We talked about the school life and the things, activities connected with the school.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the wells in the village, which provided our water in those days.
In those days? What
yes.
days?
When I was young, we had no water, only from a well. We had to fetch our water from what we called the rushing well in the village. In Slowed Lane it was.
Mm-hmm.
And all the neighbours came with the buckets and fetched the water. Had a chat on the stile on the way, mm-hmm. you know. A lot of the homes had pumps. We had pumps. All the cottages around here had pumps on the sink. And nearly every house, I should imagine, has a well somewhere under the floor or out in the yard, and the water was pumped onto the sink.
Uh-huh.
And then what else did we talk about? We talked about the industry,
mm-hmm.
the sickle and scythe works, which, of course, provided most of the work, and the apart from the farms and the miners. A lot of them walked to the pits, quite a long walk. It was nothing for them to leave home at 4 o'clock in the morning, walk 3 miles to the coal face.
Could you tell me an interesting story about the post, how the post was delivered, Alice?
Well, the post was brought from Chesterfield, and then it was handed over to the people who kept the post office, you see, and they delivered it.
Oh, they delivered it?
Yes, the people at the post office delivered it.
So the chap who owned the post office was the postman as well, then, was he?
Yes, I suppose he was. Sometimes it was a woman.
Yes.
I remember Mrs. Nicholson. Oh, Mrs. Aww. Nicholson being the postwoman. Yes.
And then he used to cobble the shoes.
Yes.
And in the meantime...
The man who came from Chesterfield
yes.
cobbled the shoes. Yes.
And while he was waiting for the evening mail to go back. He had a cottage at the top of High Lane and cobbled shoes while he waited there.
That's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So the dual job.
Very
there.
Interesting.
Mm. Mm. And the other occupations that we ought to mention, miners and the farmers and the sickle works as well, and this part-time postman and cobbler. Anybody else?
Well, I can remember rope making down at Ford, down at the bottom. We used to spin ropes, and these ropes were used to tie up the packages from the Phoenix works, the sickle works at the top.
I see. So that one industry started off another one, really,
yes.
almost.
Yes, yes.
There was a button factory too down at Ford, isn't it?
I don't remember that.
That's before our time.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a button factory.
I remember the men who spun these ropes down at the bottom.
The village traditions, we've talked about it being a very interesting village, certainly from a historical point of view. Have you got any particular traditions peculiar to Ridgeway?
Well, the New Year's Eve service was following a tea and dance every New Year's Eve in the Sunday school, when everybody from toddlers to grandmothers and mothers and fathers all the families came to the church Sunday school, and on the stroke of midnight they tolled the bell. Everybody stood in the lane and sang the Ridgeway Carol.
A special carol?
A special carol which is peculiar to Ridgeway.
Who had written that? Do we know? Local chap, presumably?
I don't know who wrote it. But Mr. Fisher down at Ford set it.
He harmonised it,
set it to music. And it was always sung at midnight on New Year's Eve.
We've certainly got a lot of historical description from both of you. Thank you very much indeed, Lucy, and also to Miss Alice Taylor as well. Our first piece of music on Round the Houses today is highly appropriate. It's a lovely day today, and as you probably can tell, we've got the windows, the doors open here in Lucy Biggin's home. So who are we going to play the piece of music for, Lucy?
Well, I would like to say for all the women's organisations in the village, because we've both been sort of very active in them all, and we've thoroughly enjoyed them, and we would like to dedicate this piece of music to all the women's organisations in the village.
Thank you very much.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, that's true.